From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Florida high school students say they will not let state lawmakers' rejection of a bill to ban assault rifles stop them from bringing their fight to the state capitol. With the gallery filled with students, the Republican-led Florida House turned down a Democratic proposal to ban the guns. Republicans accused the Democrats of forcing the issue after 19-year-old Nicholas Cruz allegedly used an AR-15 to massacre 17 people at a high school in Parkland, Florida, last week. One student called the legislature's vote heartbreaking, but she said, "We're not going to stop." The Trump administration is looking to tighten some regulations involving guns. President Trump has formally recommended the banning of devices that turn firearms into more lethal weapons. The White House is also saying age restrictions will be considered for the most popular semi-automatic rifle in the country. The administration indicated it is open to universal background checks for gun owners. A lawyer based in London pleaded guilty Tuesday to lying to American investigators about his contacts with Rick Gates, a former campaign aide to President Trump, as part of the widening probe of Russian interference in the 2016 election. The Office of Special Counsel Robert Mueller disclosed the accusations, that is, against attorney Alex Van der Zwaan early Tuesday, and the attorney pleaded guilty later in the day in a Washington court. He is the son-in-law of a Russian billionaire. This is VOA News. A Syrian war monitor says pro-government